Right. So let's start with you. What do you remember fishing when you were a little girl with your
Yeah.
dad? Like, what are some of your memories that you have of that?
I remember us always carving our names on the foam door of the ice shanty, and then I remember our dad would always bribe us out there with candy, and he would be like, "You can have as much candy as you want on the boat. See, when we're fishing, you don't have to ask me for candy. You can just have as much candy as you want."
And that was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you were like, "I'll go on the boat for that."
Yeah, like when we went to Fleet Farm to pick out bait, we could just pick whatever candy we want and we could eat that on the boat.
What was your candy?
It depends on the day. Most of the time, like Milky Way, Twix, or like those bags that have like separate pieces of candy. Those are good. Okay. Right now, we have some Kit Kat minis for fishing.
Oh, for fishing or for you when you're
fishing? For fishing.
Oh, okay.
For fishing.
So what's your favorite kind of fish to catch?
I would probably say I like catching northern because I would ideally want a northern to be on the wall, and it's just like it's fun to fight it and like get it in the boat, and like so then you don't have to like you can cast, and then once one starts going it's like a big thing, and then you get to reel it in. It's really fun.
What's that feeling like when you can really feel them fight?
It's like I don't know what's going to happen. It's probably going to fall off. And then if it does, it's my fault. What if it's a big mantar? I don't know. And then it ends up being a little tiny bluegill.
So have you ever run the net, or are you always the one reeling it in?
Me and Sage switch off who's reeling it in. And then sometimes if I, like today, like I'll be like, I want to net it this time. And then we'll just grab the net and net it. But sometimes my dad will want to net it, or if he can tell it's like a really big one, he'll be like, "No, I'm netting this one."
Because he wants to make sure it gets in
the net. Yeah.
So, for you, is it more fun to, like be fishing? Is it just about being out on the boat, or what do you enjoy about it?
I like the adrenaline and just, like, catching a fish. And it's like, oh my gosh, there's a fish on the boat. And then, like, you also feel productive while you can just sit there and talk and wait. Mm-hmm. And so it's like you're waiting for a fish, and then, like, mid-sentence you're like, "It's a fish!"
And then, is it surprising each time, right?
Yeah.
So we noticed a few times that it took your bait, right?
Yeah.
Did you get frustrated with the fish then?
Well, no, it's just more of a like, now I have to put another worm on.
But you're okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, at least that means there's fish over there. And sometimes it would be that I would cast it bad and then it would fall off.
Okay. So you also have a mounter on the wall. And do you remember the story for that?
Yeah. So, our family friends came over, and I was just, like, the only one fishing off the pier, and it was, like, really late August, and they were biting really, really good that day. And there's a bunch of all the mayflies were out, and so I would, well, maybe it was spring, I don't know. But I took a mayfly, and I kept putting them on, and then the fish would keep biting, and I had a bucket full of so many fit, like, little bluegills. And then, like, I caught a nine and a half. And then I'm like, "Dad, can I mount it? Can I mount it?" And he's like, "You know what? It's supposed to be 10, but if you can catch a 9 3/4, I'll mount it." And then one of our family friends picked up a mayfly, and they're like, "That's the mayfly." And then I put it on, and then the next fish I caught was a 9 3/4, and then it got mounted. And so it was like an hour of the prime time just constantly fishing while everyone was just over there talking.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel bad for all the little kids who don't get to go fishing all the time right off the dock?
Yeah, but then at the same time, it's like you get to go fishing so much, it's kind of hard to imagine not going fishing, but like I can't imagine not going fishing. So,
I didn't see your dad having to bribe you with candy, right?
No.
Like you just go on your own now?
Yeah.
So at what point did you outgrow that where he had to bribe you to get you on the boat?
Well, he would never have to like bribe us. It was just the thing. Like he wouldn't be like, "Come on, get on the boat. There's going to be candy." It would just be like, "Oh yay, we get to go get candy while we're fishing." And fishing was really fun. So we'd say yes, but then it's just a plus. There's also candy. And like ice fishing, there's always like a big bag of candy in the middle of the shack, and then you can just have candy, and it's just the thing, because we don't eat our Halloween candy right away like most families do. Instead, we have a candy drawer that we put all of our Halloween candy in, and we just store up all of our candy, and like...
That way it lasts longer.
It lasts longer, and like, we're not the type of people to just one night mow down all the candy.
Get sick to your stomach.
Yeah, and then our mom snacks on it while she's worked too.
I'm sure she's happy to have you spill the secrets there. So do you like boat fishing or ice fishing more?
I would say it depends on the mood, but like since I've been boat fishing a lot, right now I would say I'm in the mood for ice fishing because it's like tip up, it's like so much more, you don't know what's gonna happen and you're just like sitting there talking, or like you can just go outside and play in the snow and build an igloo and then flag goes up. Oh no, gotta run to the flag in your snow pants and snow boots without falling over. And then like you just see if it's spinning, grab it, slowly take it in, and then you feel snug, and then you just, it's like, just go.
Have you been caught in any of her snow traps out there?
What?
She said, your sister said she sets booby traps for you.
Oh yeah, it's kind of like a tradition. Like once, we have a fishery, practically once a year now, like every time on the fishery. I don't know if I did it last year or the year before, but I would always fall in one of them, and then I would have to change out my boots, and I would be soaking wet.
It's a good thing you're close to home, right?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else that you want to add that you can think of?
Not really.
Okay. Can I get you to say and spell your name for me?
Raina Haldeman, RayanaHaldemann.
And how old are you?
11.
Okay. And why did your dad call you Rose or Rosa? Is that your middle name?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're all good. That was